for my time. Stay away from the face by your machine. When you start talking way too smooth, the CD's be up and I'm going. Welcome to the Earthly Dish Radio Hour. We serve up the hottest in detox technology. I'm Detox Jenny, your co-host, executive chef for Earthly Juices, and I specialize in creating living foods that nourish the body. Please let me introduce my co-host, Detox Counselor Ellie Laura.
Hi, I'm Ellie, and I'm your wellness coach, and I specialize in detoxing the body and helping you bridge the mind and body gap. Let us hydrate your mind with our edible podcast and transform your eating habits, which will improve your digestion and your overall health with ease.
Our hosts are not medical practitioners and are not legally able to offer prescriptions, provide medical advice, or medical diagnosis to any of the Earthly Podcast listeners. Welcome to the Earthly Dish. So exciting.
Hey, another podcast. Awesome. We're so excited to be here.
I'm Detox Jenny, and this is
Coach Ellie Laura with Health and Wellness at BeWellEllie.com.
So today's show is pretty exciting. We want to explore the space inside you. Are you full of SHIT? That is stuff harming your intestinal tract, because we are a nation of constipation.
Huge feeling topic. Stuck. Feeling stuck. How many times have you heard that? Oh, I'm feeling stuck. And it's all centered around that feeling in our gut.
God, so many times. How many times have I even felt like that myself? Like, what do I do now? Like, I'm just stressed out, bound up, and nothing's going anywhere.
And it all happens when we either overeat, we eat the wrong things, or, you know, you eat certain foods that just really will plug you up.
Yeah. I mean, constipation is truly an intense problem for Americans. I mean, we're just on about our white foods or like sticky foods. Let me eat some pasta and some, you know, bread. It's like we're gluing our intestinal tract together.
And not to mention constant dehydration.
Oh, yeah. Like, who remembers to drink water, especially here in sunny Southern California where it's always hot and you're just sweating. And then you don't drink water. Guess what happens? Everything stops.
So what do you do, Jen, to help you feel more movement in your colon or help to get the SHIT out?
Well, I do a lot of things when it comes to my eating, actually. One of the things that I try to do is I try not to ever eat out of, like, anything more than what can fit in my hands in one sitting. But in order to, like, do this sort of portion control, you know, so you're not overeating, I have to make sure I am eating. So often people are forgetting to eat. They skip a meal and then they go for it and they eat three times what goes in your hand, and your stomach just isn't that big. Mm-hmm. And then think about, people just overeat. So portion control is the main thing if you don't want to get stuck in the middle that I start with. And then, you know, what do I do once, if I have overeaten or if I end up in a place where my digestion is just sluggish? Well, you know, there's a lot of things you can do with food where you can clean it up. Obviously, juice cleansing. We love that.
Clean food. You solve this. You move the food out with cleaner food.
Yes. You got it, Ellie. Move it out with cleaner food, like wonderful foods like ginger and turmeric. I might make a ginger turmeric tea and I put a little sea salt in there. All of these things kind of push back the inflammation, because that's what is causing constipation. That's, you know, that's what we're interested in thinking about. Like, okay, we're eating too much, we're stressing out, maybe we have lower back problems, and that's creating a spasm in the colon. So there's just too much matter in there, and what happens is the tissue starts to get really inflamed, and we have this inflamed tissue, and then nothing can move. You're like, boop, you know. So going back to your question, I really enjoy making like a ginger and turmeric and sea salt sort of flush. That's what I do nutritionally. But if I'm wanting to do like a deeper elimination, I would do a day of juicing, and then I would go get a colonic.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, colonic, that's awesome.
I know most people don't even know what a colonic is, but we'll get into it a little later with our guest today, who's a specialist in this area. But colonics are really powerful. Like, not only do they get you moving again, they can release emotions, which is a huge thing, right? I think a lot of Americans are suffering by eating bad, having bad choices when they eat, but also we're emotionally bogged down, you know, we're living in this like kind of puritanical lifestyle.
And also thinking about emotions, we also forget that a lot of times depression, especially chronic depression, is related to constipation and an unhealthy colon and the whole muscles that are related to that are not moving. You know, that's something that we don't even think about or consider, that if we're feeling depressed on a chronic level, it could also be related to poor gut health and, you know, constipation.
Oh, it goes back to our favorite topic, that whole gut-brain connection, right?
Yeah.
I mean, isn't it amazing to think that, like, you know, they say go by your gut. It's amazing to think about that. Like, your gut actually does have a brain.
Your second brain, right.
Yeah, they call it the second brain. The colon is the second brain.
Would you like to hear? Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, sorry. Ellie, what do you do when you're feeling stuck?
Yeah. So recently, when Jen and I were preparing to do a gallbladder flush, I was preparing up to it, and I realized I really needed a colonic, so I had to kind of take a break. But one of the things I tried to prepare in advance for my gallbladder flush and was to release the colon in to get the colon clean, I used some Epsom salt and lemon juice. And I just took like a half a teaspoon or a teaspoon. It wasn't really a lot. It was that with 8 ounces of water. I mixed that in. I squeezed some lemon juice in it. It just kind of chugged it back. And that was a really amazing tonic that helped release the colon. It just flushed everything out. So that's something new that I just learned. I know it. Many people have known about this tip for a long time, but I practiced it and it really worked for me. But typically on the daily, what I like to do is take probiotic kefirs, probiotic living sparkling drinks. I have a few favorite brands of my own. And I also like to drink a lot of kombucha. And I find that helps me on the daily. So I never really feel inflamed or bloated or just like plugged up, because I'm always constantly drinking those drinks during the day, like 3 or 4 or 5 times a week. And that helps me on the daily.
So will you tell me a little bit more about why you think the kombucha helps the colon?
From what I understand, it's a living food. It's fermented. And so what that means is there's bacteria in there, but there's bacteria that eats the bad bacteria. So there's good bacteria, bad bacteria. Once those levels of good bacteria get very high, the bad bacteria levels go down and down and down. And a lot of times that's what's plugging us up. The bad bacteria wants to live in your gut. That's candida, yeast, parasites. You know, that's all the bad bacteria that wants to live in there. And if you're not creating an environment that's going to alkaline it or flush it out, you're going to have problems, constant problems. And constipation is one of those problems.
It'd just be a slowdown.
A real slowdown.
Mm-hmm. The other thing that I think is a major cause behind constipation is medication. People are taking all these painkillers. And what I see in my clients is that the more painkillers they take to manage their pain, the more constipation they experience. So it's a big deal.
Yeah.
So should we share the recipe of the week?
Yeah, go right ahead. Go right ahead. You share the recipe.
Okay. So our detox recipe for this week is a beet juice that includes maybe 1 beet, 3 carrots, 1 cucumber, and 1 red bell pepper, and a squeeze of lemon. So the reason I've chosen this wonderful beet juice, go-go juice, as I call it.
Go-go.
It's because the power of beets are amazing for the colon. The beets are just like the perfect match for the colon. It makes the colon dilate. It makes it release the matter that's stuck in there. You know, when we do the cleanse, quite often we give you a beet juice on day two of our cleanse. And people say about 45 minutes after they have it, they have an elimination and they can't believe it because they've been drinking juice for 2 days, but they have this huge elimination. And it's the power of beets. Like quite often, other than my anti-inflammatory tea that I shared with you with the salt flush, I recommend if you suffer from chronic constipation that you drink beet juice or eat raw beets. You can shave them. You can like take raw beets. Like people don't even think about it, but you can take raw beets and you can shave them in a little like a shredder and then put lemon juice on them and sea salt and throw them on top of your salads, eat them with your chicken if you're eating meats. Like raw beets are amazing. They have the ability to uninflame the colon and make it release its matter. They also have the ability to build your blood and to, if you eat literally a half a cup of raw beets a day for 90 days, you can eliminate any anemia. I know so many people have anemia and their body is cold and they don't know why. Well, the reason is your blood cells aren't getting enough nutrition in order to make proper blood cells, and they're turning out a helmet shape. So you don't actually get a full circle and they're not flowing around. So you got cold feet. And beets are so amazing for building the blood and helping the liver to detox as well, because the colon and the liver work beautifully in tandem. And we'll get deeper into that topic when we bring our guest on. Ellie, did you have any feedback to say about this week's recipe?
I love it. I love beets. And, you know, I love bell peppers. I think bell peppers are really great to also boost the endocrine system and flush the whole, you know, all the living enzymes in your body. They just give you another boost. So, yeah, those two combinations together are my favorite. And I just want to say one thing, too. Beets will make your poop red. So don't worried.
You're not bleeding.
We have to always say that, because a lot of times the new juicers will come to us and then they'll have like, oh my God, I'm bleeding. Just to be really clear, beets are so potent if you eat them.
Yeah, they also make your pee pink. So yeah. Don't get freaked out if it all turns red downstairs. It's actually interesting because our first chakra of the body is red and it's at the root. It's at the end there. So you're eating a red food to heal the root chakra. You know, it makes sense to me. And that's why the red bell pepper was chosen in this detox recipe of the week. Here's the last thing about beets. Please don't drink beet juice by itself. It is an incredibly powerful, ingredient. And you don't really want to drink a full 8-ounce glass of beet juice. It will make you sick. So I always tell my clients to drive slow, homie. Just, you know, when we get into these powerful different ingredients, that we go slowly integrating them, cutting them with cucumbers so they're not too sweet. They stay low glycemic, or cutting them with celery. Because beets and even bell pepper, I don't use a lot of it because these are very powerful agents in the body. They start creating change. It starts creating change immediately. So, you know, like you wouldn't drink an 8-ounce glass of kale juice plain, would you, Ellie?
I have probably done this before in my lifetime, but
what happens when you drink a full glass of beet juice and a full glass of kale? What happens?
You know, I have to say, it just hits you. It can swing you off your feet. But I have to say one thing too about beets. If you have gallbladder issues, like I've talked to you and many of our listeners before, Jen, about how a gallbladder is something that I always am wanting to assess and clean out. So beets can really harm you if you have a sensitive gallbladder. So that's something also to consider. So just go slow. Just like Jen said, take a few shots of beets, or add the beets into your beautiful recipe like Jen just shared with you today.
Yeah, mix it up. And eating raw beets, I don't think it will harm your gallbladder. It's just the beet juice you have to be aware of. Some people that have intense gallbladder issues, if they drink too much beet juice at once, they tend to throw up. So now that's not necessarily a bad thing because you could be purging from the top side of your body if we think about juice cleansing. So we are going to take a short commercial break. And
I
then
do have my tip. My tip. Oh. Mm-hmm. Oh, I want to share my life. My lifestyle.
Oh, the lifestyle hack is going to be at the end of the session this time.
Okay, thank you.
So, we're going to take a commercial break, and then we're going to come back with Debbie Drew, the Queen of Poo from La Paz Spa. Hey there, Detox Jenny here. Is your digestion poor, painful, or just plain stuck? If so, please consider doing a short 3 to 10 day juice cleanse with my company, Earthly Juices. You can visit us at bringmejuice.com. You will be surprised what a difference a short cleanse can make within your body and your overall well-being. Our organic farm-to-table juice cleanses are handcrafted to exclude your allergies and geared towards solving your health issues. Call 310-404-6804 and mention this show and receive a free quart of juice with your first order. You can also find us at www.bringmejuice.com, or you could write us your detox questions at earthlyjuices@gmail.com. We can't wait to bring that juice to your doorstep.
I tell myself again and again, I'm happy about my favorite juice from Jen. I tell myself again and again, well, Earthly Juices, they make the best juice cleanse.
Hi there, it's Debbie on.
Hey, Debbie, we're ready. How are you?
Are you out there?
Hi. Glad to be here.
We're so glad to have you. We've been waiting for this moment.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is one of those moments. But I love the jingles. I love the advertising that you just did with that commercial. Great work, girls. I'm so happy to hear.
So
where are we starting?
Well, I'm just going to share a little bit about you. So Debbie Drew has been our wonderful detox friend. She started as our neighbor, and it was actually her idea that we should share our juice cleanse with her clientele. She gave us the first opportunity to bring Earthly Juices to several thousand people. She's been doing hydrocholine therapy in the Orange County area for, I don't know, 14 years. And we're really inspired by her as a person because she's helped maybe 25,000 people change up their gut through simply putting water upside their backside. I mean, that is so amazing, Debbie. I think about how many lives you've changed. So I'm curious.
Well, I do too. And I'm so happy to be able to be in this position to help people understand that the colon gets impacted.
Yes, it does. It gets stuck.
You guys have been talking about that constipation and the depression. You guys covered so much that I would talk about. So you did a great job. I'm serious. I was listening. I was really happy to hear what you were saying because we've been doing this a while and you guys really laid it out there.
Yeah, we're gonna get deeper into it now. So, Debbie, will you share with me why you became a hydrocholine therapist?
Oh, okay. I became a colon hydrotherapist because one day I was in Las Vegas and I heard about it on the radio, and I always had constipation issues along with a lot of medications because that's the route you go when you have a complaint of anxiety or depression or can't sleep or body aches. What do? You go to the doctor and you get pills. You got constipation, so you're on all these medications and you still can't poop. So I learned about it in Vegas and I said, oh, I want one of those machines in my home. Didn't happen because then it got powerful and it was like, you want to change people. You want to help people. You've got to figure out how to get one of these machines, not only for yourself, but to help people. So I was so excited and I did. And so I've been doing it 14 years.
That's amazing.
Changed my life.
Can you tell us, Debbie, what is a colonic?
Well, a colon hydrotherapist helps a person with the process of a procedure called a colonic. Mm-hmm. I call it a booty wash because what's happening is
so cute.
You're laying on a table that's like a reclining chair, and there's a little tub underneath you, and the tube comes and it goes in your bottom, and it's like the size of a pencil, and you just lay and you release. So I call it a mind-butt connection because water's running in, you're breathing, you're helping your body to relax in your gut that you always complain about instead of love, and then you release. And you get to do it with you thinking, processing, and releasing. So like Jen said earlier in regards to emotions, it does. It helps with emotions. Sometimes people break down. I've even broke down. It's powerful to clean your colon. I mean, disease starts where?
In the gut. Yeah.
Yes, in the gut. It starts basically from what you put in your mouth, because if you're putting a bunch of stuff inside of you that's going to cause fungus, how can you have a good digestive tract? Fungus among us is what I say, and it needs to change. So just come wash your booty, and you'll feel different. You'll get fungus out, fecal waste, bacteria, as Ellie was saying, parasites. You get so much stuff built up inside there, it's no good. And
yeah.
I see stuff come out of people that is like 2 inches in diameter plus. I mean, I've got videos.
What?
Yes. And it plugs a line. And we wonder, how does a butthole get so big?
Stretches.
And then we say, wow, you're so small. Where was it? Because it doesn't matter the body size. I have small bodies. Oh, that's where we'll go, is to space.
Yeah, the space
with
inside
the small
you.
Bodies, and yes, the space inside you. Mm-hmm. So we complain about different situations that happen, but if your space is getting taken up as you age, because we do need enzymes to break down our food, especially if you're not eating correctly. So the space starts getting taken up. The colon expands. The small intestine expands because it's not breaking down the food correctly from the stomach, the hydrochloric acid and all the process, and it gets gooed up. So now you have all this space being taken up, and it's putting pressure on what? We have all the root chakras all the way up. So you're putting pressure on your female, your male organ, your root area. It starts having issues, so you get like UTIs. You get vaginal infections. You get where you can't. What's that word I'm looking for, girls? Where you can't do it, and you know, sexual, like you.
Impotency.
Impotence. Yes.
Yeah, for men, they
and
get pressure
no
in the prostate. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And you have no sex drive, and so that causes problems, in, especially if you're in a relationship, and then. You put pressure there, then you put pressure on your gallbladder and your liver. You put pressure on your pancreas. You put pressure on your heart. You put pressure on your diaphragm. It's taking up space. So things get pressurized in there, and when something gets pressurized, it gets smaller. So now you're making the little ducts that go to your gallbladder, to your pancreas, to your stomach, to your abdomen. All those areas get pressurized. And your heart. So now you have high blood pressure. You have diabetes. You have pancreatic cancer. I mean, inflammation of the pancreas. Because the fluids cannot move out of it correctly. So it's going to do what? It's going to back up. Now you got constipation, basically, of your gallbladder, of your liver, of your pancreas, of your stomach. And come do colonics. Come do juicing. Just change it up. Don't go to the doctors.
Don't go to the doctors.
I mean... Only if it's an emergency.
Yeah, I think Western doctors are great for diagnosis, but I think really, you know, we're talking prevention and we're talking health as celebration.
We're talking maintenance.
Know?
I mean, maintain your body. You do it. You be responsible. Don't go to the doctor and say, okay, this is what's happening to me. And he says, okay, take this pill because that's what it's for. And you go home and you take it. But no, you go... And you research, you listen to podcasts like this, you get educated, you learn how to clean your colon, you learn how to put good stuff inside of you, and you just become happy. You become like us, you know? Your skin gets better.
Yeah.
And my bird just said, what do you think about that?
I love it.
How sweet. I'm blown away on how much colonics can change your health. Like, your inner well-being just changes because there's actually space for stuff to move around. Like, you can literally, your heart can be, you can breathe again because you don't have the transverse colon. It gets packed up, you know, or it gets really skinny. A lot of people tell me when they come to me, they're like, you know, I never poop normal. Every time I poop, it looks like a shoestring. And
well, that's because part of the side of the colon, I use the description of a toothpaste tube, you know, you're squishing and it's pushing, or like Play-Doh machine when we were kids, we'd stick it on that thing and then push it through. Anyway.
Yeah.
So
can you explain how the water going up there works to release the material?
Well, what the water's going to wet. So I use a description sometimes of doing yard work. So you put a soaker hose on your dirt and it makes it soft. So now you can either dig in it or you can make mud. And so we start getting clots of poop, so dirt clods, and then you get mud. And that's our goal. But you also get, like, what comes out is, like, bacteria pieces because it's, like, white and floaty and sticky looking. And I don't know. It's just amazing. You got to try it. You can't believe what is inside of you. I don't care how many times a day you go poo. Oh, my gosh. Anyway, so I think I lost the question. Sorry.
It's okay. You're doing fine.
Oh. Oh, my gosh. Oh, there was something I was going to talk about in regards to posture and breathing. So if you have a bad posture, we see all these people kind of bent over and humped over. So the posture is doing what? If you lean forward, you feel your ribs. They start sitting on your pancreas, and they sit on your stomach and your duodenum and your gallbladder and your liver. And that's your lifeline right there in the middle. What chakra is that? I'm not real good with that. The middle, right underneath your boobies.
Your solar plexus?
Yes, your solar plexus. But it's a color. What color is it?
Yellow?
Yay, see, sunshine,
yeah.
Life.
Yeah.
Yeah. So when this is all messed up and your posture is on top of it, your ribs, so you feel like somebody is pulling on your chest right underneath your, like down below your chin, and you feel like a string is pulling, and you pull your ribs off of your organ. It expands your lungs. It helps your diaphragm. And you breathe better and you stand up straighter, and it's so good for you. But no, we sit at the desk. We sit in the car, we sit at a restaurant, we're sitting in front of the computer,
yeah,
and we're slouched
absolutely.
Over and our ribs are sitting on our organ, right?
Right.
Not good.
Yeah.
Not good.
Yeah, a lack
and
of
then
movement.
Breathing.
A lack of movement, not having the ability to breathe deeply because it's impacted there.
And you're making it more impacted because you're putting all that pressure on there. So if you just feel like somebody's pulling and you start looking up, look up to the sun, you know, when you walk. Don't look down. Don't be looking up, down all the time. Look up. You'd be surprised what's up there. You see stars at night. Anyway. Yeah.
So, Ellie, did you have some questions?
I just want to say also one of the things I found colonic for. I know we talk about juicing and like weight loss. And one of the reasons why I loved colonic so much is because people forget that. But when I was pregnant and postpartum with my daughter and breastfeeding, part of it is that we're so dehydrated. And I found that colonics worked well during that time of my life when I needed to get hydrated, to get the colon hydrated. And it also helped clean up my body so that the milk that I'm producing is also even cleaner. What do you think about that, Debbie, that idea?
Well, you have to pump and dump. Anybody that's nursing, you have to do that for 24 hours. So, you know, we can explain that in more detail if somebody wants to learn. But it's a I mean, you can do it, but you have to pump and dump because your body is detoxing and you don't want to give that right to the baby. So you have to dump
after.
That for 24 hours.
Okay.
Yeah, and then you can start feeding again. So, yeah. I mean,
but
it's good for sure.
What Ellie's speaking to is very powerful. So what she's talking about is how colonics actually hydrate us it's so interesting. Like the role of the colon in the body is actually, you know, to move matter out. But the what it does as it moves the matter out is it pulls the water out. That's its job. It's actually to pull all the water out of the matter before it's released. And so many people, they have their lymphatic system is not functioning. And what your lymph does in your body is it pulls toxic water and then it flushes it out. It makes you pee it out. Well, the colon does the same thing. It pulls water out of the material that you eat and hydrates your system. Like we drink water and our kidneys process, you know, maybe 40%, but 60% of your water comes through your colon. And that's amazing to me. And think about it. When you go for a colonic and they put water up your backside, your body is literally drinking backwards. It's like a hydration station, you know?
New meaning. I say to people, instead of drinking a half a cup, drink a whole cup if you want to get more water inside of you. So you just use your butt muscle and tighten the tube.
Right. So are colonics painful?
Well, everyone's different. I mean, there's going to be some processes where the matter moves. And so it's going to be a little bit of like when you get diarrhea or a gas pain.
Okay.
So you're just intensifying, making like a diarrhea sensation. And if the bacteria is real icky, you may feel like you're getting the flu, you know? I know what's happened to me.
Or like maybe nauseous during
it. Nauseous. But the reason this machine is an open system, you reach the knob and you turn it off if you feel icky because you can reach everything.
Oh, will you speak to that? What are there's two kinds of colonic machines, right? And you have the Libby? Right.
I have the Libby, the open system. So there's the open and the closed. That closed system is around a lot, and it has a tube that is like the size of, I don't know, maybe a hot dog, I don't even know what size it is.
Like 1 or 2 inches, right?
Well, I don't think it's 2 inches, but anyway, it's pretty good size. And it goes in your bottom, and then it's not as big as poop, though. So a lot of poop can't come through it. So they fill you up. You're laying on a massage table, and then they turn off a valve or whatever, and then it siphons out of you. So our system, to me, that's kind of confusing to the mind-butt connection because somebody else is controlling it. So on my system, that's why I use mind-butt connection. You fill up, and then you release. You fill up if you want to take more. Like I said, you hold your bottom around the tube and it goes higher. So, I mean, that's just the only difference. But to me, I don't want a big tube in my butt.
So it's a small tube. It's a small tube and I don't have to get up off the massage table. I can just do it where I am. It's sort of like a reclining toilet.
Yeah, totally.
And then the machine washes it away. So I don't – and. All right.
Yeah,
well, that's pretty straightforward. So that's the Open Libby system if anyone wants to check that out. What do you think about juice cleansing and doing colonics?
To me, what juice cleansing does, it allows your organs to not have to work on so much food. And the enzymes inside of the juices that we don't usually get, especially doing the low glycemic ones, totally helps to make things that are in there move and change and break down, like taking a bunch of enzymes, but you're doing it with nutrients differently. And then you do the colonics because it's cleaning the small intestine and then moving it into the large intestine along with, you know, hydrating because it's juice. So, yeah, we got to do juicing.
You can
do smoothies too because you guys make awesome smoothies. So people that need that fiber, they may want a smoothie also because there's nothing wrong with having a smoothie. I make smoothies. I like smoothies and juice both. But too much fiber can plug you up because you're moving. Yeah.
Right, because you're not hydrated enough. It can get stuck inside the colon.
Or your posture.
Right.
Squishing.
So when someone does a colonic with you, I mean, I know your massage, we didn't, Oh, I forgot to tell people. Debbie is also a massage therapist, and she has a sauna at her place, so she's able to do full detox experiences if you want. And she also has a background as a nurse. She was a nurse before she got into colon hydrotherapy. Debbie, do you use your massage during the colonics? Do you do any massage work?
Yeah, we massage the belly and we teach the breathing, because breathing is so important. People don't breathe. I mean, they don't breathe. I mean, everyone learn to focus on your breath. We lost the autonomic response for some reason, probably from pollution in the air and just the way it is. But if you realize we don't breathe, and our alveoli at the bottom of our lungs, underneath where the ribs are, where the diaphragm is, which helps move all those organs. So like there's a breath technique called Kundalini. So I have clients like breathe and they're like, wow, I can't even do it. How are you doing that? Because I'm using that muscle.
That's the breath, like fire. Yeah, the breath of fire. So you kind of heat up their digestion while they're on the colonic machine. That's interesting.
It's amazing.
Oh, yeah. And they say, oh, my gosh, Debbie, thank you so much. And they're like, I got dizzy. I'm like, yeah, because you're lacking oxygen. You're just building it up. You're great. Do it.
So you have them do those coach. Short. Yeah. Well, and you also make it fun. I can say that. Like, she's very playful and comfortable with this line of work. What do you say? It's your dirty job and you love it.
I got a lot of things.
So you have them do that short breathing, but do you do deeper breathing also in order to?
Oh, yeah. It depends on where they're at in the session. Like, if they're struggling really bad,
yeah,
they're tense. And so when you're tense, that's a great breath to get oxygen moving down there really fast and calm somebody down. You know, like the 9 breath minute that Jeff Frimlich or whatever his name is, he teaches. He's so good on breathing too. So there's a lot of good breathing techniques out there.
Who was the reference? I missed it.
Jeff Primick, the one that does Qigong. He does breathing techniques. He does food. I went to his thing and I brought back, tried to learn how to make that bitter melon salad food. And boy, it was not very easy.
Yeah, bitter melon is an interesting one. I love to make bittersweet drinks. It really works for my dosha because I'm a pitta, which is a fire dosha. And we love bittersweet. So I played with the bitter melon, and it's very powerful for uninflaming the intestines. It's another thing, but you have
to know. Are you able to make a juice with that? You have to do that and let me try it. I would totally recommend it because bitter melon is so good for you.
Jen makes the best bitter juice, bitter melon juice. Remember the release the heat?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we did the release the heat cleanse, which is an Ayurvedic cleanse that I often release at the end of the month. Like in the end of summer. And I worked with bitter melon because bitter melon makes the liver just give up that, what do they call it? Glutathione. Which is very, healing for the body to release that. And it releases into the colon.
Wow. I'm going to get involved in that one.
That's great. Oh, okay. That's great.
Yeah, maybe I'll bring it back when we let this.
I think it's a perfect time right now. End of August, we're hitting the release the heat season.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I mean, people have a variety of issues in the colon when it comes to constitution because they get slow, right? Because it's not moving, it gets stagnant in there. It builds up a dampness. And then when we go from the warmth of summer into the coolness of fall, that dampness becomes trapped heat. So then you end up having temperature issues in the body where the body doesn't know if it should be warm or cold. And it's like this damp, cold feeling in your colon. And really the best thing to do is juice cleanse with bittersweet juices that are going to make that colon drop out matter and the liver drop out matter, and then get colonics while you're on it, because you want to change it up. You don't want to go into the cold season with too much damp in your gut and also too much heat. It becomes damp heat, which is actually a mess, like a recipe for parasites and yeast overgrowth. So it's really powerful stuff. Like, I think everybody every seasonal change, you should do a short cleanse that's 3 to 5 days, and you should do a series of colonics with it if you can afford it, you know, maybe just one if you can't afford all of that, you know, to really just open your body up. Because as we change seasons is when the body struggles, because we go from different temperatures externally and it affects us internally.
Well, with that being said, on doing all that and cleansing, if you can't afford to do colonics, please do research on getting an enema bucket, a stainless steel, and have it and use it and just put clean water in there and insert and get movement, because you want that bacteria to keep coming out when you do a cleanse instead of it just hanging out in there, because then it's just going to regrow. So that's where, like, SIBO comes from, you know, but that's a whole other ballgame.
That's another show. That's a small intestinal bacteria overgrowth, for people that don't know that. It's intense.
Yeah.
And we're going to have a show all about that later on to help people, because people suffer from it intensely. But so many digestive disorders start in the colon, and your well-being starts in the colon. I know after I do a colonic with you, Debbie, you usually give me a probiotic, and I was curious why you do that. You give me electrolytes and a probiotic.
Right, because I just feel that some people want to put the probiotic up in your rectum after the colonic, but I would rather you ingest it to get it back into your small intestine to keep things to start moving again, because the small intestine does get plugged up. And then the electrolytes is just because we need electrolytes, you know, and water going in is going to mess up different electrolytes, not mess them up, but make them change, because you're putting water in there. So sodium, magnesium, manganese, all those kind of shift and change a little bit while you're detoxing. So that's just the process.
Wow. That's really great. I wondered if you could share with us, we just have a few more minutes with you, and then we'll get into our lifestyle hack this week with Ellie. Would you share one or two success stories with us, like, and what kind of change people experienced from before and after a colonic?
Some is weight loss, which is totally noticeable. I call it deflation, because there's so much bacteria and gas in there that's taking up space, and you release a lot of that. Some is from pain meds, and the stories that I see with the pain meds, I have videos and I have pictures. Pain meds stop muscle. Colon is muscle. It's not moving. So digestion is totally stopped. So people end up getting so impacted, and then they have back pain, and they keep having different pains because they're not moving. And the stuff that does come out, they say, is like real hard balls.
Oh, yeah. So, I heard that from people. It's almost like gravel. Like, it's like like they look like raisinettes. What's going on there?
Stuff has come down and gets stuck in the little pockets of the wall of the colon. And then it just kind of like piles up. And that's how a big turd is made. If you've ever seen them come out and they have all the little pokies on the side in the toilet, you know, you're totally constipated.
Right.
Anyway. So that is most definitely the major number one thing. And when they're usually on a pain med, they're on a depression med, because constipation causes pain. And if you have an injury and you got on a pain medicine, now you have issues with depression, because number one, you're in pain and you don't want to be that way, of course. And now you can't use a restroom and your serotonin can't be released. And now you have even that. So we have the highest time right now is people's on antidepressants and pain meds. So clean your shit, people. The SHIT. I have two things. SHIT is for stuff harming intestinal tract, as Jen said. And the other is stuff harming internal thoughts. We have got to clean ourselves out, and only we can do it. So focus on you, and you're just light up, and you'll be so happy, and I love you girls, and I appreciate
you. Thank you.
Thank you.
The pause call here.
Yeah, where can we find you, Debbie, and do you have any special offers for our show listeners today?
Well, I'm not sure. I hadn't even thought of that one. It's special when you cleanse with juice, so I guess we could put something together. I'm not sure. We'll figure it out.
All right.
And, I hadn't even thought of that one. That was just, I think I read that. I didn't process it, though. Jen does a great job putting programs together. She's the bomb.
Thank you, Debbie.
In so many ways.
So if you want to find Debbie, visit lapazspa.com. You also have La Paz Spa on Facebook?
La Paz Spa Total Body Center. There's one that got messed up, the one you started all those years ago when they changed it to business. I don't know what happened.
You have a new one.
Yeah, so there'd be something a little bit more current than the other one for sure.
And then she has two spas. One is in Seal Beach and the other is in Laguna Hills?
Yes, correct.
Okay. Well, Debbie, thank you so much for joining
the
show.
Thank you so much.
Today. We really appreciate it.
We love you.
If you want to stick around we love you. After the lifestyle hack and say any closing thoughts, you're welcome to. So, Ellie, what is this week's lifestyle hack? What is our ritual for the week? What do we need
absolutely to practice? So I've come up with a detox ritual, which also was inspired by Debbie's at La Paz Spa when I used to hang out with her and help her with her clients and just feel the vibes over there. She always had this big nice shower in the back of her spa, and she had I think she used a salt scrub, but I came up with this sugar scrub. We're working also with doTERRA, and I found that sugar is a great alternative for the skin. And since we're talking about detoxing and lymphatic systems and getting your, you know, inner body going and moving that stuff around. So sugar also makes a great abrasive in a scrub, and it's a natural humectant, which means that it holds the moisture in to the skin to keep you from dehydrating or keeping the skin hydrated. And it's also great for delicate or sensitive skin, and it melts away with water. So my simple recipe, so get your pens out, we will also be posting this on our blog site, is called a Serenity Rose Sugar Scrub. And using the doTERRA Serenity Essential Oil is the one that has a blend of like lavender and maybe there's a cedar in there. It's a really beautiful blend. And you just take about a quarter cup of organic cane sugar, some rose petals. You can use an oil of your choice. I like apricot oil because it's sweet, apricot kernel oil. And then you would take the Serenity or the lavender essential oil. And again, you can substitute that. Then you would also use maybe like a wood essence oil, like sandalwood or frankincense, or maybe even cedar. And you can also then use some more nutrient dense to feed your skin. You would use just another half tablespoon of vitamin E oil. And I know you can pick those up at the health food store. All of these ingredients, you could do a one-stop shopping at like Whole Foods or Sprouts, or maybe even like Trader Joe's might have some of these. And then what I like about this recipe is that you blend the sugar. So you take the raw sugar, you pour it in a blender or food processor and put a little touch of oil in it, and you blend it so it's not so coarse and not so – and it just feeds into your skin. Then you would take it out, put it in a bowl, mix it with a spoon with your essential oils and your vitamin oil, E oil, and then throw in the rose, the fresh rose petals, and kind of grind them in together so the oils and the essence and the aroma is just coming out. And then you just, you know, rub it and slather it all over your body, and you're just going to smell delicious. That's my recipe hack for this week. Thanks, guys.
Oh my God, that is so amazing, Ellie.
Thank you.
I'm totally blown away by that. I love it too, because the reason that this hack relates to our topic today is because the skin is the largest organ of the body, but it's directly connected to the health of the colon. If you're skin is dry or cracky, it's pretty much going to show up in the colon, that it's the same, that the health of your colon is your skin. Like the skin outpictures, and it travels. It's like it goes colon, lymphatic, skin. because your lymph is all over your body, and the lymph like sequesters liquids, toxic liquids, and then flushes them out of the body. So if you're taking this scrub and you're soothing your skin with it by moving your lymph, you'll be like scrubbing yourself, you'll be moving your lymph. Like me and Ellie, one of our favorite things to do is to go to the Korean spa, and we get scrubbed down, and they like scrub you like really good, get all that dead skin off, and literally ignite your lymphatic system, which then helps your colon. And you can go the other way too. You could get a colonic, and then it will like uninflame you. And then what happens is, because your colon's happier, your skin starts to get happier. So you can go like clean your colon and then clean your lymph and then clean your skin, you know, or you could go the other way too. So it's really interesting that this was your detox hack for this week. I love it, Ellie.
Thank you. I love it too. I love scrubs and body washes and body scrubs and sugar scrubs. And I know Debbie has a salt scrub. Maybe we can post Debbie's salt scrub also on our web, on our blog posts too, to get that one included, to see why sugar versus salt is another topic.
Yeah, I think salt is really intense on the skin. Some people with sensitive skin like myself, yeah. Like I would never put salt on my face, but I might do a sugar scrub with like, I would add aloe to it to make it more gentle for the face, you know, because aloe hydrates as well. But yeah, it's very interesting to think about the skin and the colon and how it's related. Like when people have acne, you know, what's going on there is basically their colon is so backed up, it's backed up into the liver with bacteria, that the bacteria are now coming out of the skin. I mean, wow.
Yeah.
Like, and
yeah, people can do a colonic and they're leaving, they go, oh my gosh, my skin looks so much better.
You start glowing. It's crazy. Yeah. Like, I also want to share, just because we have a few more minutes, about my first colonic experience. I was rather afraid to do them. And I, you know, was having digestive trouble. I was eating much better. I'd lost some of the inflammation in my gut. But because of a back injury that I had when I was in my 20s, I would come to find out in the future that I had a spastic colon, that was causing a lot of the trouble, that I was having lower back pain. And it was literally squeezing my colon, so I couldn't release stuff. You know, I'd be juice cleansing and like things were moving, but I was still not so hot. And then Debbie was just like, could you just come and do this? You know? And I was like, but I'm afraid. And she's like, could you get over your fear, please? So then I went and did it. And I had this huge emotional release. I had a lot of anger inside my colon. I had a lot of emotional rage towards men. And I remember just being on that colonic machine and stuff coming out. And all of a sudden, like, I told Debbie, I said, Debbie, I need to scream. And she said, go for it. And I just let out this rageful rant about how some man did something to me and it wasn't okay. And wow, did I feel liberated. I was holding that in my root chakra for years. It was wild just to release it and let it go, you know, let it flow, let it go. Yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Just see what happens when you clean that out. And here goes another topic. You end up having a beautiful son. When we have cleansing from the emotion, then you ended up being able to be in a relationship.
Yeah.
And you become a beautiful mama. I have clients that come to me that have been going and getting fertility and having the hardest time getting pregnant. And I'm like, please cleanse. The colon is your oven that is surrounding your baby. And if you put a baby vacant in a dirty oven, it's probably not going to be as healthy. So when you clean and cleanse, I bet you'll get pregnant. Have your husband also do it. You guys cleanse together. And babies have been made because people cleansed and they didn't have to continue on with trying to figure it out. It was
spending thousands and thousands of dollars for in vitro, when you clean it up.
They don't understand. Yeah, they don't understand. They don't know. And it is true. I have people they can call. I have babies that tell me I helped them be made.
Yeah, us too. We've had a couple sets of twins as a result of us working with people's eating habits and cleansing and opening the system. Because what happens is when the colon is impacted or sluggish, what happens is you get leaky gut. The bacteria literally begins to grow in there and grow roots. The candida and bacteria grows roots, grows through the wall, and literally starts dumping food particles from the colon into your uterus. Into your blood, into your uterus, it's circling around. This is the infamous leaky gut. So the key to getting a healthy gut is to clean out all the matter that's in there and start to eat better. So I've really enjoyed...
The key to not only the healthy gut, but to longevity. When you think about it, it's an anti-aging process. I mean, eat greens, hydrate with oxygen, foods... and become alkaline, and a clean colon is anti-aging. And people need to realize we love to anti-age.
I know, right? Who wants to stay young forever? I want to be vibrant. Don't you, Ellie?
Did we lose her?
We might have.
Hi. No, my microphone's on mute. Absolutely, absolutely. This everything you said.
Debbie, thanks so much for coming on our podcast. We really enjoyed having you. And let's keep cleansing people. Let's help them open it up, right? Let it go. Let's flow.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Love you, girls.
Love you.
All right. We'll see you guys next week. Thanks so much for tuning in to The Earthly Dish. Thank you for listening. Please tune in at 3 p.m. Pacific Standard Time and 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for the Earthly Dish Radio Hour on innerlightradio.com. For more of The Earthly Dish, visit us on Facebook at the Earthly Dish Radio Show fan page, or follow us on Instagram at Earthly Dish. Follow me, Detox Jenny, at www.detoxjenny.com, or catch me on Instagram at Jenny Got Juiced.
And you can find me, Detox Ellie Lara, at www.ellielara.com and on Instagram at Ellie Lara. Have a delicious week.